Welcome to The Artist's Voice with Karen Hutton. This is a blogcast full of musings and bite-sized notions about finding your artistic voice in photography and the creative process. It's all on my blog at karenhutton.com. So without further ado, here's today's episode. Hello, Procreate. Where have you been all my life? Okay, so for those of you who don't know, Procreate is a digital illustration app for the iPad Pro, and it is blowing my mind. I mean, I've barely begun to scratch the surface, so what I'm going to show you and tell you about today is probably equivalent to preschool amongst seasoned procreationists. Mostly I'm sharing a where I'm going next moment, since quite honestly, Procreate is an answer to my creative call to the heavens that I've been having for months, maybe years. This crazy app has got my brain synapses firing and my muse twirling around like she's on Dancing with the Stars or something. So in my book, it's already worth a million times more than its $10 price tag. And that's a one-time $10, not some ghoulish monthly Groundhog Day $10. I mean, hashtag winning, right? I had a craving. Now, this began quite a while ago, as I was craving something more in my post-processing. But for the love of God, please, not more time in front of a computer. And while I'm a Photoshop girl, no to learning more fancy footwork on that ballroom floor. Plus, I was wanting to work directly on my images. I mostly use a Wacom on my laptop and iMac, with forays into making do with a touchpad. But neither one was direct enough. Me want mano a mano. And I could see, smell, and practically taste the direction I wanted to go next artistically, but what was going to feed all these needy needs of mine? So back in January, Gigi Embrex showed me her iPad Pro with Procreate, and I practically jumped in the air and high-fived myself and her. Still, it took me a couple of months to spring for it, but when cravings this strong and long get a hold of you, you're pretty much hosed. So a couple of weeks ago, I bellied up to the bar at the Apple Store and did the deed. Bought the setup. Geez, what were you thinking I meant? Anyway, the Procreate Manual is a 350-plus page free iBook which you download, and it's great. But typical me, I read about 5 pages, and then having learned just enough to actually be dangerous, fired up the app and went to town. And let me tell you, it was awesome. Really, truly, madly, deeply amazing and fun with just like 5 pages of the book read. Simple to use, has a bunch of really cool brushes built right into it, who are now kept company, of course, by the ridiculous number of new ones I've either bought or downloaded for free. I've also learned along the way that people make their own brushes. I mean, it's really easy to do. Some of them have really helped open my mind to possibilities. It's like sitting blind in the dark, thinking you just have to learn to see better in the dark. And then suddenly, a window opens, light explodes into your brain, and it doesn't even hurt, and nothing is the same after that. You just fly out the window and never look back. Anyway, I'm at the baby step stage, the very beginning of the process. Diving into this, or whatever floats your boat creatively, is exactly what I tell my students and clients to do. Keep growing and expanding. Listen to your muse. Well, I have to do it too, or I'd be a total fakeroo. That rhymed. That was weird. Well, anyway, luckily, I live for this stuff. Baby's first steps. For me, first steps in Procreate are way more fun than my actual first baby steps, which I can actually remember. Strange but true fact. To kick the whole thing off, I started with images that I've already processed, but for one reason or another, I just couldn't get them to where I envisioned them. Some of them are new, some are a few years old. So I'm showing you 3 befores and afters, just to share my thinking along the way. Heck, maybe you're waiting for a moment to spring into something new, and this'll inspire you. The first one I named Martin Birdsong. So, every spring, purple martins come and make their homes in the birdhouses my hub set up behind our house. Almost nothing makes me happier than when they arrive. I could watch their star cruiser flying skill and listen to their beautiful voices all day long. I have a Fujifilm 100-400mm lens that makes capturing these beauties fun and possible just from my house. And I love capturing their moments. Although catching them in flight and in focus has eluded me so far, they are really fast. When they do stop for a minute to consider which house is best, they're all mine. So this image was done through a window. Hence, it wasn't quite as sharp as I wanted it to be, and I had done as much post-processing using Photoshop and Alien Skin Exposure 3 as I wanted to. Any more processing, and the simple, elegant story of this moment just got lost. I tried, but wasn't happy with any of it. Still, I wanted more. The procreated Martin Bird song looks like this. Keep in mind, I'm not planning to simply repaint all of my images, but I wanted to know how to create this particular one as the piece of art that I saw in my mind, which is how I see these beautiful little birds. They're like little pieces of art soaring through the air like lightning, each one a tiny Millennium Falcon. I'm sure that's what they think as they're diving around catching mosquitoes. Anyway, I found some feather brushes. I use Creative Market to find all kinds of artistic tools, but I also looked around and found some free downloads. Then I went to town experimenting. So this was the first piece I did with feather brushes. Then I used some grunge brushes for the background and a soft airbrush to make the light source sort of caress that side of my precious little lens pal a little more lovingly. I finished the whole thing off in Alien Skin Exposure 3, which I use as a plugin in Photoshop, to set the final mood, and voila! Now the second piece I call Comfort. This one is part of my ongoing Family of Trees project. I've been working on it for a while, just at my leisure, and I've got many more images for the series in the pipeline, but it's based upon what I've observed about trees from spending so much time in forests. The way they form relationships and families has become clear to me, and I love artifying the whole thing. Think I'm nuts? Check this book out, called The Hidden Life of Trees by Peter Wohlleben. Anyway, I always loved this image, but it just never came to fruition no matter what I tried in Photoshop. Keep in mind, I draw a line at a certain amount of time I'm willing to spend in front of a computer, so that limitation meant stopping here. I mean, it told the story well enough, so I called it good. Until now. Procreated Comfort. You know what? I've discovered that Procreate users are nothing if not excited, inspired, and willing to share. You'll find hundreds of videos and tutorials for practically anything out there. But I stumbled across this nice forum blog tutorial sort of page when I searched for how to make a pine tree with Procreate brushes. So this was my very first pine tree effort, which I quite liked. Now, I'm experimenting with the crossover between what's real and what isn't in my art, much like I do in life and always have, which is why I like using my photos as the foundation. Although I gotta admit, I'm learning a lot about actual painting too, which sure is fun. Who knows where all this'll go? Now, my third and last image is called Fiercely Through the Ages. I fell in love with this statue's head, which sounds really weird when I say it, years ago when I was Rick Salmon's guest on one of his awesome workshops in Croton-on-Hudson, New York. Now, he takes his groups to this cool Buddhist temple where dramatic statues line the drive up to the temple. Their expressions caught my eye, and the beautiful sweeping lines that always characterize them. So here, you can see that my original post-processing, which was around 2012, I think, let the gritty feel override the lines. At the time, I wanted an artistic approach, which made me think, well, texture, maybe, to denote time, or the passage of time, or history, or something like that. I didn't quite know how to get my thoughts to come across visually, although I did like these colors that happened as a result of whatever texture and Photoshop techniques I applied at the time. I don't remember them now. I wasn't happy with the efforts anyway, and I wasn't sure what to try next, so I gave up and put the image aside. Procreated fierceness. So, what can I say? The Procreate version fulfills my vision for this piece, hands down. Like I said, I liked the colors that I came up with, and the sweet large blending brush that I used spread them around smoothly like grass-fed butter. So this version definitely focuses upon the lines, the gesture of the piece. And I like that, because I've determined that that was the aspect of the statue I loved most. Focus and specificity is so important in making these choices, so that was a great discovery. Now, it was very smooth when I finished, so I grabbed a grunge brush just to add a little bit more texture and dimension to it. Then I took it into Photoshop and into Skyloom's Aurora HDR Pro, which I also use as a plugin, and applied just a touch of image radiance, which gave it some depth. I didn't do so much that I lost all the detail, it just added some dimension. I mean, these powerful stone carvings are very deep, so it was nice to find a way to show that. So there you go. Finally, it only took 5 years. But this current version feels really good to me. It tells the story and it makes me smile. So that's one of the ways I know that I've hit my own personal benchmark. And the adventure continues. Every day, I find myself grabbing my iPad to mess around with an image or an idea. I mean, every single day. It's been years since I did that. Instead, over the past year anyway, I found myself going weeks in between post-processing sessions, which I've always loved to do. Mostly it was because I was too busy or just plain tired of sitting in front of a computer all day doing other work. And I gotta tell you, it was bumming me out. But for once, all this digital revolution, as applied to photography, means we have more options than ever to create what we envision, feel, and want to say. I love that. They also make you decide what it is that you want to envision, say, feel, and express. So finding the right tool for the right expression, that's part of the deal. That's part of being an artist. My must is being excited about my process, and I am. It's so cool. I'm having a blast. I can't wait to share more as it all unfolds, and I will. So let me know what you think. Let me know what you want to know. I'll be happy to share, and I hope to see you soon in future episodes. Get out there and create.